Fifth parak of Kalim, second Mishnah. Kira, Tchilas HaShloshim Shiyol HaShloshim. Kira was a different structure. It was a rectangle that had room for two pots in it. And its heat was less intense than the Tano. So that's a smaller structure. It's enough from the beginning to be three Tvachim. And if it was larger and it broke down, as long as three Tvachim remain, it is Mekabel Tumah. When it's finished being made, beizuk ma'malacha malachta mishisken gedel vashel lebeitzim kal shel kei beitzim. As long as you heat it enough to cook on it, even a very easy to cook egg of a chicken, that is enough. So in other words, it doesn't need to be fired up as much as the oven, the tanner needed to be. So this beitz are also true for the sunnah beilchus. As long as a chicken egg which was stirred up and put in a frying pan. A koifach asu lafia shio ketana asu lepishu shio kekira. Koifach is something in between. It's a square structure which has a round cylindrical structure which has the room to put one part in it. So it retained its heat more than the kiva we just mentioned, but less than the tanner. So therefore, if you made it for cooking, then it's enough to fire it up for cooking this egg on it. But if it's made for afia, for baking, then that's similar to the use of the tanner. Therefore, you have to do like the tanner in order to bake that soft dough. There's a stone protruding out of the tanner, which was used sometimes to hold it, move it. One tefach protruding is still considered part of the tanner, and it's the capital tumah of the tanner. Nakira shows its voice, chibur. By akira, it's not a tefach, it's three, it's voice, that's three quarters of a tefach. And it's a half a. Half a tefach. One second. I have to chop that off.
Okay.
Tefach is what's going on? Start it over again?
No. Just keep going.
Let's just go from an akira.
That's fine. Okay. Just keep going.
Okay. Well, in akira, shalosh its voice. From the kira, we mentioned before that's a structure that's used for baking two pots simultaneously. Chivo. Yeah, that's long as chivo. As long as this protrusion is only three etzvos, that's less than a tefach, and it's also considered part of the kira. Hayoyisim ha'koyfach, and this protrusion that's coming out of this koifach, which we said is somewhere in between the tanner and the kira, the same rule. Also, this koifach was made for baking in it, then the protrusion could be up to a tefach and be mekabel tumah with the koifach. Also, the bishul was made for cooking, shir kekira. Rav Yehuda said, the only time they said the shir of tefach is between a tanner and a koisel. Are you shnei tanurim? So that which we said one tefach according to Rabbi Yehuda is if there was no tanur next to it, so you have one tefach between the tanur and the koisel. But if you have two tanur next to each other, then each one gets its own tefach. In other words, a sum total of two tefach between the two tanur.